You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First up on the show today, we have BFM's Kelly Enright speaking to Just Speak director Katie Bruce about their newest report. The report details how a change in bail laws and the housing crisis has led to a rise in the criminal justice spending. Kelly began by asking about why the bail laws were amended in 2013.
I mean, the Bail Amendment Act came in because there'd been a really horrific murder happened while someone was on bail. And so what the government decided to do was take another look at bail and decided to make it tougher. And so the idea was that they would maybe increase beds by about 50 prison beds, because it was really tightly focused on the very serious and very violent offences. And so it was passed, you know, almost unanimously. You know, National and Labour and New Zealand First and others all voted that through in 2013.
Right. So you've said that the Bail Amendment Act collided squarely with the housing crisis.
Yeah.
In terms of that, do you think that this is because there is people being let out on bail have insecure housing, supposedly, for non-violent crimes and are being kept in remand, and that's why the increase is going up? Or do you think it's an increase in crime?
Yeah, I mean, so what's happened is the judiciary and police and others have obviously picked up on this sort of risk aversion and seem to be taking a more cautious approach to bail than they were previously, and it certainly seems to be being over implemented. So what that means is people who tend to end up in court are actually far more likely to be in insecure housing than the majority of people. So when you get an increase in insecure housing because of the housing crisis, that means that it's more difficult to get bail. And the reason why is that we have what's called guidelines about who can get bail. And so the first thing is, you can get bail if you have committed a less serious offence, or if your house is deemed suitable as an address to be bailed to. And that's kind of where the big issue comes in, because actually if you're in insecure housing, say you're living in a campground or in a hostel, then that is absolutely not seen by the courts as a suitable address.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what kind of offence you've committed, if you need to be kept on electronic bail, if that's the option, then you will be remanded in custody.
Right. So do you think, in terms of where the government should be spending money, should it be on, you know, prevention of crime, or should it be on making houses more suitable, maybe? Houses, making more houses? In terms of colliding with the housing crisis, how do you think the government should go about addressing this?
I mean, so clearly Prime Minister said previously that prisons are a moral and fiscal failure. And so when we are wanting to invest more and more in prisons, and when we want to spend $2.5 billion more on prisons in the next 5 years, which is the plan, then that means that we can't invest in some of the things that are actually driving people into prisons in the first place. You know, are we going to have money to address the housing crisis? Mm. Are we going to have money for other health and education things that help push people into the justice system? Or are we quite happy every 5 to 10 years to build another prison, because that's our choice?
Mm. Do you think crimes with like fraud and more non-violent crimes, do you think bail laws need to be relaxed there?
I think, you know, the bail laws were never meant to be addressing lower level offences, but clearly that's where they've also been applied, just seem to have been applied across the board. So really, you know, we need to look at, the best thing obviously would be to just repeal this act, because that would be a way of just starting to reduce the prison numbers. But even just doing what the bill intended to do, we would not be in this situation that we're in now.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.